Prison Pipeline is a radio program dedicated to educating the public about the Oregon criminal justice system. Topics include incarceration and reentry, addictions and mental health, elections and laws, victims' rights, and criminal justice reform. The program presents a unique understanding of the criminal justice system, addresses the root causes of crime, and challenges the status quo. It seeks to promote awareness and activism in order to foster a safer, healthier, and more just society.
Prison Pipeline airs on Monday evenings from 6:30 to 7 p.m. on KBOO Portland. Check us out every week. If you miss an episode, you can stream it later. Just go to kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. More info about upcoming shows and events related to the prison community can be found on our Facebook page, Prison Pipeline. Be sure to like us.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, January 11th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest is no less than Michael Shannon, director of the Oregon Fair Trade, and we are here to talk again today, as promised last week, about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the irreparable damage that it will wreak on not just on world global markets, which of course it is being promoted as a bandage to, but it will wreck what's left of our labor, of unions, and we see right now today the Supreme Court, public employees unions are again under attack, very likely to go down in flames. That is just a precursor of what's to come should this thing pass. I won't even get started on what it, the damage it'll do to the environment. But we have Michael Shannon here with us this morning to talk about exactly that and some of the other implications. This is not a trade deal as it has been promoted as. Of course, it's a privatization of virtually every aspect of life. It was designed to rein in China, but it turns out that China's economy seems to have reined itself in, and the markets in China ground to almost an absolute halt thanks to this enormous infrastructure investment that took place over the last few years with predictable results, as usual. All of this ties into many other things. What's going on right now, of course, should let you know, if you haven't already heard, that David Bowie died at the age of 69 today after releasing another among many, many, many the albums, CDs, whatever, called this one called Black Star. And a great many people mourn that fact. So we want to mention it and then move on. We will be speaking just momentarily with Michael Shannon. I want to let you know, though, also in Malheur, more and more militia people are coming from Nevada and other western states. They are armed. They have taken down the Malheur Wildlife Refuge sign and put up something to the effect of the Malheur Resource Center. This is the silence on the part of every other interest group or community of a progressive nature, of a liberal nature, absolute silence. The federal agencies responsible for addressing this, exactly this sort of situation, have remained silent. The Audubon Society, for that matter, we have had nothing but a glaring silence on all sides. This is everyone's worst nightmare, of course, everyone in the intelligent progressive camp. If you were an environmentalist, a conservationist, then nothing could possibly be worse. Yet there's a resounding silence on all sides. Down south along the coast, Coos County, the Coos County Land Use Permit for Jordan Cove Facility, Marine Terminal. There's more meetings going on there. There are so many points to be covered. The issue of the marine slip and access channel, just to name one, barge berths. What about the fire stations and training centers that they're going to have to install? There will be, of course, a gas processing facility. There's going to be roads, bridges, and utilities that will need their own corridor for access into this thing. That's what the haul roads are, where the haul roads are going to be built. Haul. Have you got that? H-A-U-L. Stormwater pond. Industrial and port facilities to be built. Excavation. And they translate this into jobs. There's really, in fact, only a handful of short-term jobs at the expense of losing an entire tourism industry, not to mention the value simply of leaving it the hell alone, which people don't seem to be able to do. There is a limit to how we can exploit our natural resources. And coming full circle, to speak with Michael Shannon with Oregon Fair Trade regarding exactly that. The Trans-Pacific Partnership would, of course, sign off on the obliteration of all restraint on how we use, how we exploit the last of Earth's remaining resources. Essentially, it's the death of the planet. Am I not exaggerating? Let's bring on Michael Shannon and introduce him to KBOO listeners. Michael Shannon, of course, with Oregon Fair Trade, over a decade of activism on labor issues. Good morning, Michael. Thanks so much for being with us.
And thank you so much for having me. I'm going to immediately jump on one thing that you said a few moments ago, which I think is really key, which is that the Trans-Pacific Partnership is not a trade deal. And that's correct in the sense of there's a small portion of over 5,000 pages of document that deal with trade policy, tariffs, and the like. But what the vast majority of the rest of the TPP is a blatant power grab by multinational corporations that will allow corporate entities to sue governments over policies they don't like. And that is very simplistic, but it's also very true. And when it comes to policies they don't like, the language in the TPP is around if profits have been hurt or limited by actions, whether they are environmental regulations, labor regulations, public health regulations, multinational corporations will have the right to file suit against those regulations, and countries will choose to either pay a fine or a fee to have policy that their citizens want, or to overturn that policy. And then trade goes forward with less safe, less regulated markets.
So any form of what we laughingly refer to as democracy these days is out the window. Any form of sovereignty is out the window. That's gone because we will be indeed a fully corporatized world. What was the original idea behind the Trans-Pacific Partnership? Was this the intent from the beginning, or was this an effort to create a bulwark against China's huge burgeoning economy, which is, of course, flat on its right now? So
I think in some ways the answer to that question is yes, both, because it kind of depends on who you're asking. Mm-hmm. There is the Obama administration's effort to reorient our economic policy in general, and obviously trade policy is a huge part of that, towards Asia, for all of the pros and cons that come with that. But what it ended up being, no matter the original goals, is it ended up being primarily multinational corporations writing this document. And that document was then only shown to the public late last year, and Congress has now passed what's known as fast track authority, which means they gave up their rights to amend or change it. And Congress has an up or down vote when the president puts it forward before them to say yay or nay. And that is where we have to get involved and say, to all of our congresspeople, nay, we need people to vote no on this. We need people to be public about voting no on this and show that this is a bad deal for American workers who depend on the right to form a union and minimum wage protections and work safety protections. We need to fight this based on protecting our what environmental and climate policy our country has put into place, as well as other countries, so that multinational corporations aren't given a platform to attack those policies. And so it's really about putting pressure on Congress right here and now, and that is going to be primarily in the House. We want to make sure that our senators know our opinion, but we really need to put pressure on our local House members through letters, through rallies, and through just making sure they know that the citizens of Oregon know that this is a bad deal for workers, for our climate. And it's a good deal for multinational corporations, and that's not who we sent our representatives to Congress to vote for.
Well,
we
that's
sent them
the end
to
game.
Vote for us.
That's the end game, and it won't matter anymore, will it? Because
no.
Whether who votes for who gets elected, or what anybody does, is in the name of government by the people and for the people, because it will be government by corporations for corporations.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what this means. Can you, Michael? Could you talk a little bit too about what we recently saw with Trans Canada's decided to upend and sue?
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. for denying it the right to build a pipeline.
Mm-hmm. And that's a great example, because one of the things that people are starting to talk about and starting to see as one of the negative impacts of the Trans-Pacific Partnership is this ISDS, or Investor-State Dispute Settlement Process. And it already exists under NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, with Mexico, Canada, and the United States, in which corporations can look at policies and file suit based on those policies or decisions if they feel as though their profits have been impacted. So TransCanada, the company behind the Keystone XL pipeline, which the Obama administration justifiably said no to, has now filed suit under NAFTA, saying that was a loss of profit. We want over $1 billion in compensation for the fact that you said we couldn't build our pipeline. That's bad enough that that exists right here and right now. What the Trans-Pacific Partnership would do would be increase those rules that benefit multinational corporations to over 40% of the world's economy, at the same time increasing the number and type of corporations that can file suit in these secret ISDS courts. So what's interesting is we have an example of what's wrong with the TPP on a small scale hitting us in the face right now. The good news is that pipeline's not going to get built. I shouldn't say 100%, but under this suit, it's not even that TransCanada thinks they can reverse the decision. It's that they're looking for a big pot of money from the U.S. government to compensate for them making that decision. And we could be looking at that over and over and over again across the Pacific Rim, again, within 40% of the world's economy if the TPP is allowed to pass.
And that's exactly, we can expect at Jordan Cove, everywhere. In any one of these instances where we see a multinational, or for that matter, domestic corporation that is salivating to get its fangs sunk into some piece of the land, water, air, whatever. In every instance, this will go to the ISDS court, which its acronym sounds alarmingly like ISIS, but that aside. And they're going to win, because no one's got that kind of money. What TransCanada is asking for, I think, billions in so-called damages or compensation. This is very, very important for people to get this firmly through their heads, that none of the rest of all the stuff that we're talking about today, none of it matters. Because if this is the most critical issue before us today. If you don't do anything else, please write to congresspeople, to elected representatives, write to House representatives. It is absolutely critical that this be done. Can you briefly, we've got 1 minute left, can you let people know let people know how they could, the first step to take in making their voices heard.
I think the first step that they would take is look up your elected representative, federal, particularly your House of Representatives member. If you're in Portland metro area, it's likely Representative Earl Blumenauer or Representative Suzanne Bonamici. Look them up, make a call, stop by their office, drop an email. That's the first step. The second step, trying to get one in there because we have very limited time, is to connect with the Oregon Fair Trade Campaign. We're a coalition of over 30 labor, environmental, public health, and other groups working to raise visibility and educate our fellow citizens about these issues. And we get word out about rallies, actions, and other opportunities to get
word
to our
elected
officials.
I apologize. Thank you so much. My guest has been Michael Shannon. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, January 11th. Kate Welch, engineer the show for us today. Thanks. Kate Kathleen Stevenson, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. Cha-cha-cha. It's the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, KBOO's all-vinyl guilty pleasure. Monday nights, midnight to 1 a.m. on 90.7 FM stereo and around the world at KBOO.FM.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Hi, I'm Shahid Hamid. With each passing year, the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. become more and more necessary to remember. With this in mind, the World Arts Foundation and KBOO Foundation